across this big, brown, flat, mysterious, crazy country, Telstra MobileNet Digital presents Martin Molloy with Mick Molloy and Tony Martin.
And on today's end-of-week spectacular, Noel Crichton-Brown reveals his sensitive side. Mick takes the Rolling Stones MasterCard for a test drive, Peter Harvey sings, and Pamela Anderson reveals her miracle healing powers. On Radio Gladiators, we once again want you to play us your answering machine messages, and joining us live, that darling of the media, Judith Lucy. It's all coming up on the show that makes even Christopher Reeve reach for the off button, Martin Molloy. Action! What better way to start the final Martin Molloy for the week with myself, Tony Martin, and this bloke here, the man who revealed today that he is the silent partner in Alan Griffith's sandwich shop, Mick Molloy.
It was the egg and bacon sandwich we had to have. That's all I can say.
Okay, no further comment. Now, let's move on right away, I think, to this bloke here, Noel Crichton-Brown. He's in the papers again today.
He used to be on Blankety Blanks, didn't he?
I think he might have been.
Noel Crichton-Brown used to sit below ugly Dave Gray.
And proved even uglier.
Indeed. His career has taken off somewhat, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What do you make? Noel Crichton-Brown, now where do I know that name from? Was he in the Liberal Party or was he in Wild Orchid? I can't quite work it out. He said, this is his rise to fame of late. He said to a, he's a Liberal Party member in WA, and he's caused a bit of a furore.
Oh, yeah.
He said to a journalist that if you report how I voted a ballot, I will screw your tits off. Now, that's not on, and I think an immediate apology is in order. What I don't understand, though, is how everyone is assuming he was talking to a female journalist. I'm just not sure. I reckon he could have been talking to Laurie Oakes.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen him lately? He'd have the best set of fun bags in politics, wouldn't he? I'm not sure they're real. I suspect some Pamela Anderson-style surgery. Maybe a Wonder Bra. He's in it.
Yeah, but don't worry about Noel because, you know, obviously he's going to be resigned. You know, they're asking for him to resign. He doesn't want to go. But there's always a second career for him. As readers of this week's or this month's Women's Weekly have discovered already, they have the problem page in there.
Do they?
And I'm not sure if you've seen the latest issue, but Noel Crichton-Brown's actually answering the questions, which I think is great.
That's fantastic.
It's now called Ask Uncle Noel. And just listen to some of his fantastic advice. Listen to this. Dear Uncle Noel, I'm seriously considering breast reduction surgery. However, the procedure is simply too expensive. What should I do? Replies Noel, screw your tits off. Now, I think that's good, solid
advice.
But he doesn't stop there. Dear Uncle Noel, my friends think I have a talent for writing. Should I take the plunge and attempt to write a novel? Replies Noel, write this down. Will you have sex with me? Then we've got, Dear Uncle Noel, how much would you expect to pay for a decent mobile phone? And says Noel, 1/5 of what you tell the insurance company it's worth. Solid thinking there. Dear Uncle Noel, I've heard you many times in recent weeks publicly reaffirm your undying love for your wife. I think that's wonderful. What's to prevent you remarrying her to make it official? Replies Noel, the restraining order. And finally, listen to this. Dear Noel, with Labor's so-called solutions yielding few results, what's to stop the WA Liberals leading the nation into the next century? Replies Noel, me. Ali and Rose, Black Sorrows here on Martin Molloy, where, because it's Friday, we've got the tuxedos on, people, because it's time to award this week's Fumio to the person whose behaviour has supplied us with the most material over the last week. Why the Fumio, he asks, ambitiously assuming that anyone actually cares. It is, as we've explained, named after the world's least successful plane hijacker, that screwdriver-wielding clown Fumio Kutsumi of Japan. And the nominees this week, it's a prestigious list, Mick. Saddam Hussein, firstly, who's doing everything he can to suck up to the UN, short of sending out fruit baskets.
Yes, John Elliott, currently appearing in court to answer charges. He'd cut off his own nose to spite his face if he could organise a bandsaw and a couple of teams working round the clock to do it.
We've got, of course, we've already mentioned him today, Liberal Party joke Noel Crichton-Brown, whose silver-tongued way with the ladies had most women I know inquiring as to how they could get a restraining order to keep him at bay.
And those royal ne'er-do-wells, Prince Edward and Sophie Rees-Jones, who have single-handedly turned Buckingham Palace into the best little whorehouse in London.
But no, Mick, I'm afraid not in quite an upset here at the Fumios. For the second week running, the award goes to Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Michael Jackson, whose creepy new video features himself and his alleged wife romping about in the nutty, in what's meant to be an intimate depiction of lovemaking, but in fact resembles a scene from Species. The clip has prompted many to wonder what Elvis Presley would think if he could see his daughter now. And yesterday on the show, I decided to ask him in person. Naturally, I began by saying, Elvis Presley, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Firstly, where exactly are you?
Well, these days I'm living the quiet life here in your very own Canberra.
Really? Doing what?
I'm acting as a fitness advisor to your Deputy Prime Minister.
Right, of course. Now, what are your views on Michael Jackson?
Well, I'd like to express them, if I may, in song.
Sure, take it away.
Are you uncertain tonight, if you're black or if you're white? Is that a nose or is it some kind of beak? Does your memory strain to a far distant day when you weren't an androgynous freak? People start pointing whenever you pass. Your face is constructed from part of your ass. I hope every day that my daughter will say, take your monkeys and just get the out. Thank you very much.
That's Madonna here on Martin Malloy. And at this point in the program, people, we were going to play a comedy sketch and it was going to be a ball terror.
Oh, it was going to be the funniest. You know, I was so looking forward to it because I just knew it was going to be the best sketch we'd ever done, you know?
Yeah, but it's not to be, I'm afraid, because there's been some computer trouble here at the station today.
The station manager's been playing Donkey Kong on it all day.
Because all the sketches are done on this computer now. And I remember the days when sketches were on vinyl.
I remember the days we used to come in and we used to write them by hand, and it was so long ago we didn't even used to use pens. We just had big feathers.
That's right.
Do you remember that?
And they were recorded on those Bakelite tubes, cylinder things.
Oh, God.
But there's been some trouble. I think it might be because there was Michael Bolton music in the sketch and the computer just rejected it.
It just downloaded itself.
Yeah, so all the eggheads are in there now trying to make it work. But instead, what we're going to do in the meantime is I've got the suitcase out and reach right down the bottom.
Oh, it's frightening.
And I've got a sketch from about 6 years ago. I think we were in short pants when we did this one. Have a listen.
It's here, just in time for Mother's Day. An album Mum will treasure forever. All her favourite songs.
Torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool.
Performed by Peter Harvey.
Eleanor Rigby, wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. The question we're asking is, just who is it for?
Yes, Channel 9's top political analyst as you've never heard him before.
By the rivers of Babylon.
Remember this one?
Because I can't smile without you. I can't laugh. And I can't sing. In fact, I'm finding it hard to do anything.
He's the voice.
You're the voice. try and understand it. Make a noise. Make it clear.
He's not afraid to rock out.
Mamma mia. Here I go again. My, my. How can I resist you?
It's the party album of the year.
Night fever. Night fever. We know how to do it.
Featuring a Madonna medley.
Like a virgin. Touched for the very first time.
Peter Harvey sings. For your copy, just send $4.99 to Stupid Concept, P.O. Box 717717, Canberra.
La 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 la.
Okay, that's enough, Mick Molloy. Program, that's a bit of John Lennon. Stand by me here on Martin Molloy. And in the next hour after the news, we're going to be talking to Judith Lee. She's going to be coming in. We can't keep her away.
Nah, you can't. Restraining orders. We've tried. We've changed addresses. Yeah. We keep moving around.
She's worse than that bloody Kevin Costner. Can you believe?
Is he still on our hammer?
He's been pestering and pestering and finally, okay, all right, we can't get angry, Anderson, all right. We'll have Kevin Costner. He's on the show, I think, next Wednesday.
Thank God. Let's just get that out of the way,
and
shall we?
And he's going to have the full gills and the web feed happening, I've been told, for the interview.
Aren't we all?
Oh, I hope so. Now, also Radio Gladiators on the way, and today it's one we've done before, and last time we did it, quite frankly, it sucked. But we're going to give it another crack today on the show, and what else is going on, Mick?
Well, very interesting news here, Tony. Listen to this. More than 50,000 fans of the veteran British rockers, Rolling Stones, have boosted the fortunes of a respectable American bank by signing up for the group's credit card.
Oh, right.
Have you heard about this? It's a credit card. It's a Rolling Stones MasterCard.
Yeah.
It's got a picture of their trademark tongue and lips on it.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Got an expiry date. I'm not sure if that's the card or Keith Richards himself. It's new, of course, and it's causing trouble. I don't know if I'll go for it myself. I think I'll probably stick with my KC and the Sunshine Band MasterCard. I love it so. Or my Mr. MasterCard. That's an old favourite. Have you got one?
I've actually got the new Silverchair credit card. Don't leave home without it. But please move on, Mick.
Thank you, I will. Let's get out of here. So as I said, it's not the only one. As you've pointed out, there's some others on the market too. First of all, you got your Rolling Stones MasterCard with the trademark tongue and lips on the logo. Then you got your Michael Jackson MasterCard that features someone else's tongue and lips on the logo.
Of course.
You got your Jimmy Barnes MasterCard. You just hand it over and they just cut it up in front of you. You've got your MasterCard, formerly known as Prince. You got your Phil Collins MasterCard. That's fantastic. You just pay for the purchase and they send it straight to your wife. And my favourite, and this is the one I've got and I love it, so it's the Hootie and the Blowfish MasterCard.
Right.
And it's just a beauty because people have to ask you, how would you like to pay for that, cash or Hootie?
Wasted.
That's Mouth, and of course this program, it's the home of
Radio Gladiators, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
We've done this before, and last time, frankly, it was shambolic in the extremes. But we're going to give it another go. I'm not sure why, but hopefully some entertainment.
Because we're crazy young kids and we live on the edge, Tone. Don't you ever forget it.
Okay, I'll accept that as an excuse. But we're looking for answering machine messages. And here's how it works. You call us up and you give us the phone number of either yourself or someone who's got a wacky, interesting, or crappy message. That'd do. Mm. As long as it's of interest to the whole nation.
Mm. Or yourself, you know, if you've got one yourself, we can probably organise to ring that one.
Here's the kind of thing we don't want. This is Noel Crichton Brown's message.
Hello, you've reached Noel Crichton Brown. Leave your message after the tone or I'll screw your tits off.
And people just love calling up Noel to hear that. But what we're looking for is really, it can be with characters, because some people do a bit of a, you know, Simpsons impression or something like that. It can be with music. Some people do a number.
But they have to be real and they have to be on your answering machine.
That's
they just
right.
can't put on a funny voice.
No, no.
And we go, boop, you know.
And the way we did this last time, we're going to try and call them live.
Mm.
It's fraught with peril.
Oh, exactly.
But it might just work. And the prizes, we know about the three-pack of CDs. I don't think I have to mention the three-pack of CDs.
Don't mention them.
It's just that exciting. The Madonna album's in there. Plus, you'll go into the draw for a weekend for two at Le Meridian at the Rialto in Melbourne.
Mm.
No matter where you are in the country, will get you down there to Melbourne. And if you'd like to play Radio Gladiators, call us now with your messages. The number 1-800-657-657.
I'll return you to abnormal programming. Mutton Malloy.
We're trying to phone people up and hear their answering machine messages, and there's a bit of a conflagration going on in the studio. What's the story? Do we know what we're doing?
No, we're ringing first.
Okay. Well, you people just amuse yourselves at home while
That'll
we work this out. Okay, we're going to call somebody up live and hear their highly entertaining answering machine messages.
And this is Linda. We're ringing, I believe.
And do you know where Linda is?
In Canberra, she purports. Ooh, okay. This will be her now.
Okay. Stand by for real fantastic entertainment. Doesn't get any better than this, people. Mm. This is gold waiting to be... Ooh.
Hello, this is the fridge. The answering machine is on holidays. Said something about being warm, but I wouldn't know about that. If you want to leave a message for Jude or Linda, hang on while I open the door so I can turn on the light to see what I'm doing.
Fridge, this is just leave a message. Fridge, could you tell Linda to get some more hobbies?
Linda, if you're there, pick up. Linda?
No, Linda's, I think Linda's... Oh!
All right.
Linda?
Yeah?
So we just had to check you didn't speak like that in real life.
No, I don't.
Okay, thanks, Linda. We're going to move on now. We're going to call somebody in Perth, I believe it is. Or is it somebody in Perth, Gracie? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're dialing away and... this is Derek, I think. Hello, this is the people of Mexico calling for the Cisco Kid. If he could see his way clear to get back to us, it's a bit of an emergency. So I think that was Derek. And are you there, Derek? No, Derek's not there.
Derek's off, probably gone south with Linda's answering machine.
I think so. Have we got time for one more?
Christine,
and,
I believe.
Are we having any luck? Because...
we're dialing away, are we?
While we're waiting for the dialing to take place, let's enjoy some fantastic music that we've prepared just in case the segment did go wrong. It's a bit of Barry White, and this will just get you in the mood if...
this is what I've got on my answering machine, so...
And let's see if we can get this call happening before Barry gets to the chorus.
Any danger of connecting us?
Nothing there, Gracie. Nothing there. Okay, just...
Why don't we ring your answering machine, Gracie, and leave a message? Maybe don't come to work on Monday.
Okay, we're giving...
Here's another one.
One final shot.
Hello?
Hello?
Gosh, what a bummer.
Oh, they got me.
There's no one available at the moment. But listen, if you leave me your name and your number, I'll see to it personally that they get back to you.
Yeah.
Of course... if there's money in it, I'll get back to you.
Oh, it sounds like we've called Bob Hall. Hello, is that Kathy?
Hello.
Hello, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good.
Who was that on the message?
It was Rich Little.
Oh, so this is a bought one. You're a treat.
Thought it was Mr. Ed.
It's a scam. We're going to have to choose from one of the first two. Mick, who's it going to be?
I think, look, Linda, who put in so much trouble with the fridge.
The impersonation of her very own fridge. Have we got her on the line, or will it require extensive dialing? I think it might. Well, Linda, I'm sure you're listening. You've bagged yourself the 3-pack of CDs, and you could be spending, a week or a weekend. I don't think it's a week yet, but hey, we'll have a talk to them. A weekend for two down there at Le Meridian in Melbourne, and they've just got talking fridges aplenty down there, so you'll love it.
They've got talking minibar fridges. Oh, you'll have fun with that.
Have we declared this segment over, Mick?
Oh, I think it declared itself over about 5 minutes ago, Tone.
Okay, we'll be back after the news, people, with somebody who knows what she's doing, Judith Lucy.
And you're up to date.
This is Tim.
Welcome, people, to the shining, gleaming, as yet unspoiled second hour.
Give it a minute.
Of Martin Malloy. And we're going to welcome somebody now who's been on the show many times before. We just can't keep her away. It's Judith Lucy.
A couple of chick magnets like you two, what do you expect?
Yeah, like moths to a flame, Judith Lucy.
Only human, Mick Malloy.
It's the tracky dacks that gets her in the door. But, Jude, how are you, firstly?
Well, I'm not bad, Tone. I've been conducting a few body experiments with myself because I'm thinking of having a tattoo done.
Oh, really?
Good thinking.
Yeah. I'm a classy chick. So
how do you get ready for that?
Well, I've been practicing with the fake tattoo. I had a very tasteful one. It was actually a naked woman with butterfly wings. You know, I got the original by seeing you're up a thigh the other night.
Hey. Let's get out.
And it is a very sophisticated little picture there, as you can probably gather, and it's expressing my feminine side and also my great love of just panel van art. Underneath, I'm thinking of writing, "If the van's rocking, don't bother knocking."
Beautiful.
Be careful though, Judith, because a tattoo is for life. It's not for Christmas.
That's true, Tone, and that's why I was practicing.
You don't want to end up like Roseanne Barr, you know. It's just like a street directory from what I'm told.
And that shocking thing, of course, of putting the lover's name on your arm. You don't want to make that mistake.
Yeah, no.
Lucky I didn't put Jeff Kennett there, when we were still in the throes of our first passion.
It could come round again, Jude. Just hang in there.
Okay. Did you hear about how he was on some radio chat show the other day and some kid rang up and said, "What do you do to your hair?" And Jeff said, "Oh, I don't use any gel or mousse, but I like to shove my head in the toilet bowl occasionally." That man's a comedian, isn't he?
But I don't think he was joking. That's the thing, Jude.
I thought there are a few people that would like to shove his head in the toilet bowl.
Half flush or full?
Oh, I think we're talking full.
But he's great, though, because he makes all the other premiers right around the big brown land look just so much better, doesn't he?
Oh, and so much more attractive. There's no getting around that. And so much better coiffed.
Now, Jude, were you on the Denton show last night? There was the best of.
I didn't actually watch it, Tony. I just took it as a foregone conclusion that I probably took up most of the hour.
Yeah, because I don't think none of us actually saw the program, but I don't think we made the cut, Mickey.
Mm. Oh, it's sad, but it's just one of those things in telly. You just got to pick up the ball and go on with it. Yeah. I mean, there's no point dwelling. I mean, Andrew made his decisions for reasons that he thought were right, but I think people's feelings.
You're crap and I'm funny.
Well, basically, I think that's what he was saying.
Hey, guys, let's not get that sexual tension thing happening on the program again. Now, Jude, I believe you're learning to drive, is that right?
I am learning to drive, but I've been a bit put out because I bought that traffic book, you know, the Victoria, and they've got some very stupid things in there. I don't know if you've seen it. Uh-huh. They say that when you arrive at a car crash, the first thing they say to do is check the victims and to start with the quiet ones. So whether you're meant to just have a look around and go, "Oh, look, they look a bit shy and introverted, they're reading a copy of Pride and Prejudice, I better pop over and have a look at them." We all know they really mean start with the dead ones. But I guess bit of advice there, though. If you have been in an accident and, you know, you do want to be checked out first, fight that compulsion to whip your maracas out and start singing La Cucaracha.
Good, sensible advice, Judith. Mm. Now, you've brought a book in with you. It looks a bit blue. We don't want to get to it yet. Are you going to take us through the book?
I am. I'm going to give it a bit of a review, Tone, because I think there's someone in there for everyone.
Okay, that's got people on the edge of their seats, and we'll be back with more with Judith Lucy in just a moment on Martin Malloy.
S.A.M.
Collins. Phil Collins, of course it is, here on Martin Malloy with Something Happened on the Way to Heaven. And look who's with us today. It's Judith Lucy. She's on the panel and she's got a book.
Mm. But can I say the real reason I come here is for the music? Because there's not enough Phil in my own collection. So it's great to come in and just tap my foot. What a guy.
Can I just say, if Judith Lucy was programming this show, it'd just be wall-to-wall Elvis.
Well, that's
right?
True. That is true. I have got a bit of a soft spot for the King.
Yeah.
But I have got a book with me, Tone. The Goddess in the Bedroom is what it's called. And
it's an autobiography, is it, Jet?
Oh, Mickey, old smoothie.
Yeah.
No, it's actually written by a woman called, and my warning bells did go off immediately, because she's called Susanna, with a silent Z before the S, E. Budapest. And in her own words, I named myself after my beloved hometown so that I would always know who I am no matter where I make my home. And you have to ask yourself, would she have had that same compulsion if she'd been born in Juan Thaggy? I think probably not. But other books that Susanna E. Budapest has written, The Goddess in the Office, Grandmother Moon, The Grandmother of Time, Gathering the Goddess in Your Grandmother and Sending Her to the Moon, Bada Boom, Bada Bang. But
so she's keen on the whole goddess concept.
Very keen.
And what exactly is The Goddess in the Bedroom, Judith?
Well, The Goddess in the Bedroom is apparently you releasing your own wild woman, which would be a bit tricky for you, Tony.
I'll give it a crack.
Well, she suggests that you do, instead of, I'm going to get a bit blue here, listeners, but she's into a lot of masturbating, really.
Oh, okay, really. Hang on, Mick's giggling. See, if you say any blue words on the show, Mick will start giggling like a schoolgirl.
What does that mean? I'll just warn you now, Judith.
Well, it could be all downhill from here. But she actually suggests that instead of the phrase masturbation, you use the word femination.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, fair enough, too, because I would much rather use a word that sounds like a cross between a panty shield and an abortion. But she actually says that if you're having sex with a cucumber, which is something that she recommends, that she said you should still use a condom, because she said though there's no sperm, and gosh, you learn something every day of the week, she says it's still important to practice safe sex. But, you know, call me old-fashioned, but I just have this picture of, you know, you're sharing a house with someone, they come into your bedroom, they see a couple of used condoms on the floor, they pan up, and instead of seeing a person, they see something that they want to pop into a Greek salad. And, you know, for my mind, that's a little embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't encourage that kind of cucumber thing, because it can cause embarrassment in the eight items or less aisle. Yeah. I just think it's not called for.
And I myself, I'm a meat and three veg man, so...
Well, she gets even crazier than that though, because she is from Hungary, and she talks a bit about what they get up to in Hungary when it comes to people dying. She said that what they like to do, she said, desperately trying to find the page, but not finding it, but what they do in Hungary is they actually have the dead person at the party, and you're supposed to give them food and wine and talk to them as if they're still alive, which is great. Those Hungarians really know how to chuck a shindig, don't they? I mean, I don't feel like I've had a top night out unless I've chewed the fat with a few cadavers. I mean, what are you meant to do? Flirt? Gee, Boris, you're looking a little stiff, but that embalming fluid smells fantastic.
Oh, dear. Well, dude, that book's out in the shops now, is it?
It certainly is. Do yourself a favour.
Yeah, and I must say, the concept of goddess in the bedroom, it's appealing to me, because usually when I see a picture of a goddess, they've got eight arms. And I don't want to get blue or
sort of fruity
about that, but I'm thinking there's something you can be having a rich and fulfilling sexual relationship with somebody, and she can also be doing a bit of juggling, working on the nails and getting a couple of toasted sandwiches happening at the same time. So
something for everyone.
Your advice to the kiddies is go and snaffle yourself a goddess.
I think that's an option in the 90s. And Judith, thanks for coming in and sharing that with us.
My pleasure, Tone.
Mm. Will you pop back again?
Oh, try and stop me.
Okay, we've got some copper art waiting in a show bag for you.
Thanks. And some Phil Collins, I hope.
Martin Malloy on SAFM.
Mick, it wouldn't be a week of Martin Malloy without some news involving Pamela Anderson. Am I right?
I knew we'd forgotten something.
Now, listen to this. This is out of the papers today. Baywatch star Pamela Anderson has been credited with helping a doctor save a man's life. Dr. Lawrence Knott. I bet he gets a lot of jokes about his name. Mm. Hey, I hear you're a really great doctor. Not! Anyway, when the vacationing Dr. Knott saw a man pulled from the surf on a beach in Spain, the quick-thinking physician had visions of Anderson reviving drowning victims on the hit show and leapt into action. Says Knott, I visualised Pamela stooping over a lifeless body shouting, ABC, airway, breathing, circulation. That's something she says on the show.
It must be a standard kind of thing.
ABC, breathing. ABC, airway, breathing, circulation. Well, maybe augment breasts constantly. I can imagine her saying that, but that's apparently a phrase that Pam uses on the program. Mm. The victim coughed up water, then sat up, just like on Baywatch. Isn't it? Now, firstly, what kind of doctor is this guy if he relies on Baywatch for basic first aid information? I mean, are they showing Baywatch at medical school now? Okay, class, this is a drowning victim. As you can see, he appears completely lifeless. Yes, that's right, just like David Hasselhoff. Now, what's the procedure? What do you do? Put on a tight-fitting red swimsuit and run towards the camera in slow motion? Correct. And the other thing is, he's had a vision of Pamela Anderson in a swimsuit just as he's about to go mouth-to-mouth with an unconscious bloke. I'd love to hear what Dr. Feelgood's got to say about that, because I think that'd play havoc with your sexuality personally. Yeah. But this isn't the first time that this has happened. I actually know a bloke who was rescued from drowning and was attended to by a doctor who just had a vision of Pamela Anderson. And when he woke up, he found that both his floaties had been surgically implanted in his chest.
Do not...
Time to sign off here at Martin Malloy for another week. And as you know, people, we couldn't go without, packing full the comedy incinerator. This is where we have about a minute to do all the really crap jokes we haven't had time for during the week. Start the clock, Gracie, and I'll kick things off. Here we go. The Prices Surveillance Authority revealed today that toilet paper manufacturers have been cutting costs over the last 8 years by secretly reducing the number of sheets in a roll from 500 to 280. It is apparently no coincidence that over the same period, the TV Week has shrunk by nearly 50 pages.
Porn star turned pop singer Tracy Lords and boyfriend John Enos shocked fellow diners at a trendy LA eatery when they smothered their faces with souffle and then proceeded to lick it off each other's faces. Their behaviour caused complaints, however, when Lords began smearing souffle on Enos's groin region. The restaurant manager was forced to step in, but not before Enos proved once and for all a souffle can rise twice.
I'm amazed that even the canned laugh machine reacted to that one, Mick. Fears that the three Greenpeace protesters who spent over a week hiding out on Mururoa Atoll may have become victims of radioactive mutation were laid to rest this week when the Greenies revealed that they already had their appalling, grotesque beards before they went ashore.
The home stretch now. Mike Whitney has been found guilty on drug possession charges and fined $300 in a Brisbane court. Lawyers for Whitney say the former Test cricketer is considering an appeal something like, "How's that one?"
And finally, Revlon Cosmetics have announced they are dropping a new colour from their range of nail polish after it was found to be thoroughly offensive to women. The name of the new colour is Crichton Brown. And yes, fire up the incinerator. Oh, it's having a bit of trouble. I think it's the souffle again. Oh, there it goes. And, well, time for us to go. Thanks to our guests today, Judith, Lucy, and all our gladiators. As always, a big end of week salute to our producer, Gracie.
Good evening, Gracie.
All the button pushers around the network, the woman who does the voices we can't, Kath Garrett, and the man in the glass booth, Pete Smith. An extra special thanks and a couple of coldies coming Maestro Phil Simon's way for tracking down the Peter Harvey sketch. On your Phil. Next week, our guests include Jane Kennedy and some bloke called Kevin Costner, who just won't leave us alone. But we're finally going to have him on. And until then, remember, if you can't say something intelligent, come talk to us.
Matt and Malloy is a misguided production in association with Half-Baked Ideas and Ill-Conceived Concepts Proprietary Limited. Brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital. Pete Smith speaking.